Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Joining us now on the hotline, I guess, is my good buddy Paul Alexander. Paul, the host of Going Low Saturday mornings. I hear radios pulling into the parking lot at Pheasant Ridge, Paul. I hear your dulcet tones where they're listening to the Going Low show on their way to, in an effort to go low on Saturdays. It's great.
It's awesome. it's a must. It gets you in the proper frame of mind to go attack the toughest sport in the world.
Right. So I need some help here. Actually, I'm going to ask you this because I did think of this, and I try not to waste too much time on this because basically it scrambles your brain, okay? Because as you know, when it comes to golf, because you're pretty good, I'm just okay, you're pretty good, but if you start over analyzing and thinking about too many things, too many swing thoughts, then it absolutely just, it scrambles, it paralyzes, it's counterproductive. But are you, and because we're both golfers of varying degrees, that do you find yourself on social media that you attract the ads where they have videos that you can't help but watch, like how to improve your chipping game? Here's how to draw the ball. Here's how to work the, you know, do you find yourself seeing all those things and getting sucked in even though you know you shouldn't?
Yeah, but there's a lot of helpful things out there. If you can do it on the range. And here's the great mystifier to me for golf. There's folks that play once a week. They have a tee time every 8 o'clock with three other buddies, and they don't hit balls during the week. They don't ever practice. They show up, throw their shoes on, get to the first tee just in time, put the ball in the ground, take a swing, and they can't understand why they're not getting any better. You know what would really be amazing? If you actually did get better, and that's the way you approached your golf game. You have to work at it. And I've been trying to get my son, you know, he can absolutely kill it. You know, these young kids are, he's 21.
Oh,
he can hit 300
crazy.
Plus.
But it's crazy.
He often has no idea where it goes. He, you know, he's going into finance. And I said, you know what? You can prove to somebody that you're diligent, hardworking, and dedicated if you can really play golf. What's that mean? What are you talking about? Because no one gets good at golf without a lot of hard work.
How come, by the way, how come all of our, at least our male children, talk like you just did there? When we describe our kids, when they're around, we're in their teens and early 20s, they all talk like, well, right? That's how
exactly.
We always describe the way that they talk, which is funny. Okay, so I need some help here. The one thing that I did see the other day, it was actually on one of the screens here yesterday morning when I was here with Doran, was there was a woman who was demonstrating the proper chipping technique, And damned if I didn't get out there yesterday, and I was trying some things, and it really helped. But it was very simple. You know, but the way she described it was simple. You know, it wasn't real complicated. And here's another thing about golf that, your son's probably in that category. And look, when the guys are young and they're athletic, and yeah, they can probably swing pretty hard. But I always tell people, if you I guess it's going to sound offensive to women, but it's not, because I say swing like a girl. And I've told Doran this.
Just don't throw like one.
I've told Zeiss this. Instead of trying to like kill the ball, if you swung the way that Nelly Korda does, for example, you know, just a nice tempo swing, and you see these women on the LPGA tour, if those are the people that guys should watch and to try to emulate their swing instead of trying to swing like Bryson DeChambeau.
Who swings easier than Bhatia? I mean, did you watch him? It was a shame he didn't complete the Rocket Mortgage with that three putt, but he is effortless. And I tell everybody to swing at 80%. If you swing right around 80%, you know, that's enough. I mean, you have to create club head speed. You have to come through the ball, but people don't use their big muscles. You don't swing with your arms. You create torque. If anyone would really want to work at their game, imagine you're trying to skip a stone across a lake. The best lesson I ever had, I had played with a golf pro many years ago. I shot like an 81. I was really happy. And he said, "Do you want to get better?" And I went, "Well, yeah, of course I do. Everyone does." He goes, "Be here tomorrow." So I get all excited. I come out. He goes, "You don't need your clubs." I said, "What?" He gave me a huge bucket of balls and had me just throw them like I was skipping a rock across a lake. And the weight transfer, you know, get all your weight on your back foot and all your weight on your front foot. It was amazing because I had kind of a reverse pivot going. And then I went out and played that same day. I hit the ball at least 25, 30 yards further.
I was
a mess with my club selection because I was hitting the ball at least 15 to 20 yards further.
But the other part of the skipping a stone, if you do it too hard, it's going to sink. And I think that's part of it with the momentum. Talking to Paul Alexander, host of the Going Low show, on the critically acclaimed Going Low show, by the way. I'm just going to throw that in there. Sponsored by, among others, my good friend Jim Lynch, who I might have to go stop and see and see him today and hit some balls at Pine Creek maybe. But
another thing, Jimmy, is people are obsessed with the newest and the greatest technology. And I use it too much, but I'll say it again, just for proper etiquette. It's the Indian, not the arrow. I don't want all the golf manufacturers not to get their just due and get money, because sometimes, you know, you do find the right fit. And if you believe the club's helping you, it will, even though it's perception becoming reality. But seek professional help. Get a lesson. It's one of the best things you can possibly do.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
I'm going to give a shout out. I saw this and it's too bad. Mike Van Sickle was in a qualifier at the John Deere Classic yesterday and he shot 60. He's 5 under, but you know how good everybody is, right? So he's in a playoff.
Oh, unbelievable.
He's in a playoff to get in and he didn't make it because a couple guys birdied the first hole and Mike did not. But I've heard good.
He needed to drink a couple beers after he.
That's
you know,
what somebody.
To wait for the playoff.
That's what somebody suggested to him because he put it out on Twitter that he was going to be in a he thought because he finished earlier than a lot of other guys, he thought it might be good enough for a playoff. And somebody actually did tweet him back and said, "Have a couple of beers." Like who was the fill in the blank guy? I can't remember the
Nick
guy's
Benz.
Name.
Yeah. Nick Benz was his name.
Right. So I guess he didn't I'm sure he didn't because Mike's a very responsible guy. Oh, you know what I should tell
he's
you?
An amazing player.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're used to doing this because we're talking golf now with Paul Alexander, and it's brought to us by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at t-mobile.com/switch. So there you go. Okay, now here's what I really need from you. Because one of the things, you know, we get everybody off on time, and on weekends it's very busy, and I work at a public course, and pace of play is always an issue. And the thing is that I'm sure that, let's say, for example, if you and I and Jeff Hathorn, and I'll throw Mueller in there, if the four of us went out and played with nobody in front of us, we'd do it in well under 4 hours.
It would be around 3.
Yeah, maybe not quite, but in other words, we would get around. Now, for other people, that would be too fast. But generally, if you can play on a public course, like Pheasant Ridge is rated, we have it in the carts now, apparently it was rated at one point for 4 hours and 20 minutes. Now that to me is slow. However,
it is.
But if on a public course on a weekend, if I can get people around in under 4.5 hours, I'm happy with it. But what is the best way for me when I realize that I kind of go out the first hole, I look down, there's the guys are on the eighth green, there's nobody on the tee and there's nobody on the seventh green. And I'm going like, oh, crap, you know, I'm going to have to go out and talk to somebody. What is the best way for me to do it without irritating people? Because you're much more diplomatic than I am. You know, I'd like to go out there and say, hey, people, get to move your butt here. You're a hole behind and you really need to speed up. But what's a good way to encourage people to play a little bit faster?
Just simply the pleasure of golf is being able to play at a reasonable pace, waiting to hit shots. Is just going to ruin everybody's day. And you just say it's a matter of courtesy and etiquette. And I'm a big fan of ready golf. I love the etiquette
absolutely.
Of golf. And yes, the person away should always hit first, the putt away, yes. But just be ready. Always be ready to hit your shot when it's your turn. Or if someone's looking for a ball and not ready, go ahead and hit your shot.
Walking
toward the green,
right.
All those things.
Here's another one in that regard. Okay, so let's say you and I are in a cart, and Jeff and Mueller are in another cart, so I spray my ball. I can't find it. Your ball's in the middle of the fairway, and so while I'm looking for my ball, you go over to your ball and hit it, and Jeff and Chris hit their balls, and then I'm still looking for my ball. After you hit yours, you come back over and help me, and then if I can't find it after another minute or so, we're just gonna go ahead. You know what I mean? In other words, you don't need all four guys looking for a lost ball. Take care of your own business and then be a good neighbor afterwards. That's a big one for me. Here's another one. When you're done with your shot, okay, you complete your shot and you're getting back into your cart, don't wipe off your club. Don't put the cover back on if it's a fairway wood, you know, get into your cart, even with your club in hand, and just drive away. And then when you get to your next shot, to the green, whatever, then you can put it in the bed. Then you can wipe it off. Then you can take care of all that other stuff. And the same thing is true when you're done on a green. Instead of, first of all, leave your cart in a good exit position.
Yes.
You know,
behind the green.
Right. Like not in front.
Past the green.
Right. And
so you're on toward the next
yes.
hole.
And even after that, instead when you're done with the hole, instead of writing your score down, you know, again, wiping, you know, doing all that housekeeping stuff, drive up to the next tee and do all that stuff then. You know, those are tips that, you know, I kind of don't have time to go out and tell people how to do it. But the other thing is, too, I understand, you know, people, it's not cheap to play golf. You know, even on public courses.
Especially now.
Yeah. And because there's a demand there. And so when there's a demand, you know, people can charge. As soon as people stop paying for it, then the price might come down. But it's not cheap, but it's not really that expensive either. And when somebody said to me once, I said, you know, you're on pace here for, it'd be really nice if you could pick up the pace. I said, you're on pace here for 5 hours and really need to move along. And they say, well, I want to make sure I get my $65 worth. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, what do you say to that? It's just, you know, but those are minor irritations. For the most part, I think everybody has a pretty good time and moves along and has a pretty good idea. But I still need to be more diplomatic.
Yeah, but I really believe, and I mention it every week on the show, pace of play really ensures, you know, a joyful experience.
And you play better.
If you wait on every shot, it's going to be miserable. And then if you're not playing well and you're waiting, you're as miserable as you can get. So, yeah, just be courteous and just keep it moving. I tell people all the time, it's not a fine wine. If waiting and taking 20 practice swings and looking at a putt 1,000 different ways, if every time I did that it went in, I'd do it, but it doesn't. It doesn't make you any better. Be ready to play, take a practice swing, and line up and hit the ball and keep it moving and enjoy it.
And know your limitations in terms of if you're 220 yards away from the green, you know you can't get there, just hit the ball. We had some guys the other day that were waiting on that, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? And then they both hit worm burners, But maybe the one time that you hit your best shot, you're going to hit into the group in front of you, but it's better to ask forgiveness, I guess, in that instance. And if, I don't know, whatever. But hey, Paul, I appreciate the help. You're still on this weekend, right?
Saturday at 7.
We got the Jimbo's Balls event at Moon on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
definitely. Well, give me a shout.
I'll be listening. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, maybe we'll have to work something out.
Yeah, I can
reciprocate because I think we start at 8:30.
If people are listening, we can give people you know, some hints as to where to look.
It really isn't that hard.
If you can listen to the show, you'll have an edge.
If you can find your golf cart, you can find Jimbo's balls. It's that easy. I told you that. We tried that the first year we did it. We actually stashed golf balls.
Like an Easter egg hunt.
Yes. And then I wondered why, and I was out playing, stashing the balls, and I wondered why isn't the group behind us, where are they? And they were just looking around for all the golf balls. Yeah. So then we decided just to put the balls in the golf carts for everybody to participate. So Josh DeNino and his staff at Moon do a great job. And Paul, so do you.
Thank
I appreciate
you. They're awesome.
And we'll have to get out there and play again. You helped my team beat Starkey. That was good, by the way.
That was fun. What a cool place.
Yeah.
What a concept that is.
Yeah, we'll have to get back up there again.
1887.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Foxburg. All right, Paul, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got to get to this plumber trivia thing that he's going to stump me, so I'm kind of worried about that. But we'll talk to you later, and we'll have to get out and play soon.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days, starting July 24th, and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
It's been a three-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.